Student linked to Fuck the Jews sign at Dave Portnoy's bar claims victimhood, asks for money. By Paul Bois on May 7, 2025. One of the students who ordered AFK the Jews sign at Barstool Sports founder Dave Portnoy's Philadelphia bar has asked for money, claiming he has been subject to a lynch mob. As Breitbart News reported, Dave Portnoy took to social media over the weekend to express outrage over an anti-Semitic incident at his Philadelphia bar. Portnoy was infuriated last weekend when video surfaced of one of his waitresses and two customers were seen holding up a sign that read Fuck the Jews. And when he first learned of the outrageous incident, he vowed to ruin the people involved with the sign, Page Six reported. I've been shaking. I've been so fucking mad for the last 2 hours, he said in his first video on the matter. I'm going to make it my life's fucking mission to ruin these people. I'm coming for your throat. I'm never ending. You think I'm going to put up with this shit at my bar? He asked. I want consequences for fucking actions. So, I'm not just sitting back, no, trust me. I have been on it, he added. The perpetrators were later identified. And Portnoy said that he would use the incident for a teachable moment by personally paying for the two young men to visit the Auschwitz death camp instead of publicly shaming them. According to Portnoy, one of the perpetrators, Mo Khan, initially accepted responsibility but later claimed that he was only working as a citizen journalist. Dave Portnoy then rescinded his offer to send them both to Auschwitz. On Tuesday, Mo Khan launched a Give Send Go asking for money while claiming that Portnoy unfairly subjected him to a lynch mob over what he said was a joke. Remember, I'm a 21-year-old college kid. I'm not a public figure. Dave is twice my age and a well-connected multimillionaire with countless connections to supporters with institutional power, he wrote on the Give Send Go. This asymmetric power dynamic is the reason why I previously made statements to Dave that do not accurately reflect what actually happened the other night and the responsibility I bear. I made those statements under extreme duress and threats to destroy me and my parents. Khan said his parents worked hard to earn American citizenship and support free speech. He also accused Dave Portnoy of violating his crusade against cancel culture. Dave has built a reputation, career, and business empire based on being anti-cancel culture. But, in a shameless act of hypocrisy, he's lynching me an innocent young man over a joke I didn't even make, he said. In an attempt to expose me, he exposed himself as a total fraud. Dave Portnoy owes me an apology and restitution for the damage he's caused me. As of this writing, the Give Send Go has earned nearly $8,000 for a goal of $25,000. Dave Portnoy responded to the campaign on X and called Khan a liar. He also said that Khan outed himself by posting the Fuck the Jews sign on his Instagram. This dude is a flat liar. I talked to him on the phone with his buddy and they both owned up to it and cried about it. He then lawyered up after speaking with his family. His name got out because he's a moron and uploaded Fuck the Jews sign to his Instagram before I even knew about it, wrote Portnoy. He already went viral without me. He spreads hate and uses the conflict in Middle East as his excuse. And did it in a bar with my company's name on it. Now he's trying to profit from it, he continued. I'm sure he'll make money because there is lots of anti-Semitism in the world. Regardless, this is the least surprising thing ever. He is the definition of a coward. Zero accountability for his actions. I don't care what religion you are or even how you feel about Middle East. This was an act of pure hate and this should disgust you. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. Better than Killers of the Flower Moon, wrote Mark Judge. You haven't seen a story like this before, wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.